Just take recess and shout a while, amen. I'm glad I'm born again, saved by the good grace of God, heaven bound with the hammer down. Ain't a thing the world can do about it, the flesh or the devil, amen. I'm glad I'm in, amen. Thank God y'all just make much of him, amen. Thank God let the devil know if he's passing around here tonight, we love the Lord, amen. What a blessing it is to know him. I remember the day when I was lost and on my way to hell. I remember when I didn't even own a Bible. Thank God, I'm glad I can shake the Word of God in him tonight. Forever settled in heaven, amen. What a joy it is, amen. When this old world's on fire and passing away, thank God the Word of God's going to stand, amen. What a joy to be saved. Jeremiah chapter 38 tonight. Jeremiah chapter 38, if you will. Remain standing while we read this verse of Scripture. And ask God to help us tonight. Now, Jeremiah chapter 38, verse number 6. The Bible said in 38, verse number 6, took they Jeremiah and cast him into the dungeon of Malchi, the son of Hamalek, that was in the court of the prison. And they let down Jeremiah with cords. And in the dungeon there was no water but mire. So Jeremiah sunk in the mire. If you will, pray with me and for me tonight, Father. We love you tonight, dear Lord. We thank you, dear God. Lord, for these that are not ashamed, Lord, to lift their hands up and walk around this building tonight, God, not ashamed of you, and let the others know that they're in the family of God. And Lord, what a joy it is that we can rejoice because the names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I ask you tonight, God, help us, Lord. I want to be empty of myself, dear God. I pray, Lord, you'd saturate my mind, my mouth. Dear God, I beg you, Lord, do a work tonight that no man can do. Lord, give us unction, power, and liberty. And Lord, we'll preach the way we'd wish we'd have preached. When we stand the judgment, I pray for those that understand of our voice. We'd listen the way we're going to wish we'd have listened and respond the way we'd have wished we'd have responded. When we face you, dear God, one day, we're so glad, thankful for the blood tonight. Lord, help us tonight. Of all that you've done for us. Lord, that we'd finish right, represent you in a way that's pleasing to you. And dear God, I pray you rebuke the devil, the imps of hell tonight, Lord. Breathe on us, speak to our hearts. We love you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Now, I wonder tonight, the Bible says how they let down Jeremiah with cords. I wonder if there's anybody here tonight that's never let anybody down. I wonder if you're here tonight. Night somebody else has let you down. There will be some letdowns in life. Your family will let you down, whether they mean to or not. We're still in this flesh. Your friends will let you down, and the flock will let you down. But I'll tell you what, you will let you down more than anybody else. The biggest problem I have every day is myself. Is that right or not? That we have to contend with. Now the Bible says that Jeremiah is in the mire. That's a bad place to be. Is in the mire. Now, I mentioned last night how the devil's not going to help you. He'll hurt you. He'll not deliver you, but he'll destroy you if he gets an opportunity and a chance. He'll not lift you out of the mire. Oh, no, my friend, he'll knock you down and sink you as low as he can. I think about the extremes that the devil's going through today. Trying to sink God's people, God's men, and he's doing everything he can to sink us. Now think about this. This is God's man, even anointed in his mother's womb, called by God. We have to accept the word of God for what it says, amen. And that's what the book says. And he's called by God from his mother's womb. Anointed knows something about the power of God. And the Bible lets us know that Jeremiah, when you read the book of Jeremiah, if he was alive preaching today, he would not be the man that you'd put on the billboard and say, this is the way to build a church. Jeremiah stayed in the pit more than he did in the pulpit. He stayed in the valley more than he stayed on the mountaintop. Jeremiah is a man that stayed in prison more than he stayed in the palace. Now think about this. There's ever been a man in the scripture that's been tormented and lied on in the despised and slapped around and put in chains and bondage for preaching the truth? It's Jeremiah. Now, when I come to this, listen, some people say, that they never get discouraged. They say they never get in a valley. They're either the most spiritual person ever lived, or they are the biggest liar that ever lived, or they're lost without God. And I suspect it's one of the last two, my friend. If you've been saved any time at all, you do know something about discouragement. And you do know something about defeat. And you do know something about doubt. And I don't want to say this word too quick, but we're living in a day there's a whole lot of depressed people. I know what folks say today. They say, well, I didn't think God's people supposed to get depressed. Now, I'm telling you, a few years ago, a lot of preachers made fun of that. But you listen to me. Our depression is just as real as back trouble, our leg trouble, headaches. It's just as real as whatever your infirmity is tonight. I'd be very careful how I'd make light of somebody that's going through a stage and time of discouragement and doubt and depression. I'd be very careful how I treat them, how I talk to them. Amen. You may be the next in line. Amen. Now the Bible said that all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. That's a promise from the Word of God, just as much as any other promise. Jesus said, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hates you. I'm telling you something, my friend. Let me say it again tonight. We are in an antichrist world. Listen, we're not home. We're just passing through. Amen. And the Bible said, if you were of the world, some folks ought to realize, this ain't my home. Amen. You can have it. This was the best. I'd want to go and die and get out of it. Amen. But thank God it ain't over. Amen. When you leave this world, the best is yet to come. He said, if you are of the world, how the world would love its own. But because you're not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Did you hear that? The world hateth you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. Now, we're just starting to see a little bit. I don't know how we think that many of our forefathers that blazed the trail to give us the liberties that we've had, we've sat down and let them go. Is that right or not? Amen. And listen to me. How the persecution of me set in. I'm not a prophet nor a son of a prophet, but you mark it down. It'll wax worse and worse. That's what the Bible says. And I look at this man. Jeremiah's a man just like I am and just like you are tonight. Jeremiah lived in a real world with a real flesh and a real devil just like you do. And when I look at this man of God, anointed in his mother's womb and called by God, listen, he's in the mouth, the Bible says, is in the dungeon. And I'll think about three things real quick by way of introduction that the devil uses to try to destroy God's people and sink them as low as he can to bring doubt, discouragement, and even depression in our lives. First thing he'll do is turn people against you. It's amazing folks are for you one day. They're against you just a few days down the road. They'll say, preachers, I appreciate you preaching to my family. I count it an honor, amen, to have my family in your church. And as long as you're preaching on somebody else's sin, they'll stand up, shout it out, and say, let her rip, my friend. But as soon as you get real close to where they live and their children live, they'll pack them up and go somewhere else. Is that right or not? And listen to me. The devil will turn people against you if you do your best to serve God. On the wrong Sunday, you've had it, my friend, in the day that we're living in. I just want to preach real. I don't want to play games. We're in a mess in our churches tonight. We come and pretend like everything's all right, but everything ain't all right. We've got folks out of their mind. Our preachers are walking the floor day and night. I'm wondering what in the world's going on. And folks are coming to the house of God. All kind of strife, anger, bitterness. I mean, it's the devil himself. And no wonder we don't have the touch of God. And listen, they backbiters and whispers and doing everything they can to turn somebody against the man of God. They're not man enough to slap slap him in the face, but they'll try to work somebody else up. How that'll slap him in the face. And the devil used people to turn people against you. Now think about this. No matter how many turn on me, they didn't create me. Thank God they didn't redeem me. Thank God they didn't answer my prayers in the wee hours of the morning. Thank God they can't do cartwheels on the inside of my soul. No matter how bad they are to me, they'll never be so bad to me that I'll forget about how good God is. Amen. They'll turn people against you. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, the devil's in the business of destroying people. We've got a whole lot of demons today. You know why some of the folks was in camp meeting last year? They're not here this year because they forsaken. Because they love this present world. This evil world that we're living in. Folks in the house of God is so in love with this world. There was a time that the church went out in the world and made such an impact, had such an influence, had such respect from the world because they lived different. Their word was their bond. Now we got folks in the house of God that'll steal and lie and cheat, my friend. And listen, you know, a lot of times who gets to blame? It's the man of God. No, it's the demons that have forsaken us. There'll be some Alexanders along the way and they'll do you much evil, my friend. But even though there's demons and Alexanders, ain't you glad? Thank God there's some Lukes. Amen. That'll travel on with you. Thank God through the thick and the thin. And the devil will use people and turn them against you to try to sink you. I think about how that the devil tormented his mind. That is still the number one target is the mind. It started all the way back in the garden. And it's still the number one attack is on the mind. The Bible said that the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith. And he said, giving a heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devil. I'm telling you what. Hey, listen, when I got saved, let me say it again. I didn't know where to belong. I didn't know from Methodist, from Baptist, from Pentecostal, the Church of God. And thank God, when I got saved, I didn't even own a Bible. And nobody give me one. There's a period of time in my life I walked around without the written word of God. But you hear me and hear me well. There was somebody moved inside of me that night I got saved. And it went to the house with me. And there were some things that the Holy Ghost taught me before I ever got this book, amen. Because the author of this book went to the house with me and he brought conviction to me. And God, he let me know places not to go to and music not to listen to and things not to say. The Holy Ghost of God went to the house with me. But thank God I got a Bible, amen. I'm telling you something tonight. The devil will try to torment your mind and listen to a whole lot of stuff going on today. I'd have never dreamed when I got saved. I went to several different types of churches and the Holy Ghost said, this ain't the place. Back then, you didn't have to worry about NIV and NASV and all that stuff. Everybody had a King James Bible. Amen. You didn't have to worry about that. I didn't know about that out of some time later on. But I'll tell you one thing. I finally got a hold with a group that were really fundamental. How Baptists that believe the Bible and they trusted God. Now, I'm telling you what, a whole lot of stuff coming down the pike today that's being blamed on the Holy Spirit. It's a lie of hell. I tell you what it is. It's doctrines of devils. It's seducing spirits. And the Bible said we're to try the spirits. How can you try the spirits? It ain't but one way to put them to the test. That's by the Holy Word of God. If it's not Holy Scripture, it's not Holy Spirit. And it's a whole lot of stuff being passed off for the Holy Spirit of God. It is a spirit, but it's not the Holy Spirit. Doctrines of devils today. Let me say we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, and rulers of darkness in this world. He said against spiritual wickedness in high places. My battle tonight is not with my fist. It's not with my fist. It's our mind. It's our heart. It's our will. That's where the battle's at. that they say I was preachers would realize my battle is not with this man of God. My battle is not with this man of God. I'm telling you, folks are fussing and fighting and splintering and splinting, bless God. And the devil's having a heyday, my friend. And hey, a whole lot's been blamed on the Spirit of God. Well, I feel led of the Holy Spirit. I'd be very careful how I use His name. We're going to face it. A whole lot's blaming on the Holy Ghost that the Holy Spirit's not involved. And Jeremiah here had the battle zone in his mind. And he's so depressed. Did you hear what I said? In chapter number 20, Jeremiah does not even sound like a man of God. He said, I wish my mother's womb would have been my grave. Have you ever had days like that? Oh, it probably wouldn't nobody here be honest about it. You know when he made that statement, he'd been slapped in his face, probably spit on and put in stocks. And here he goes again. He's thrown in human waste. He's down in the mire. He's God's anointed man, but he's depressed. And he's wishing he'd have never been born. He wished he'd have died in his mother's womb. Hey, whether you believe it or not, there's some people under this tabernacle tonight. They may try to smile. They may try to fit in. But on the inside of them, they've got trouble going on in their mind. Their mind is bothering them. And they're so tormented by the devil. Somebody's turned their back on them. And they're tormented in their mind tonight. Jeremiah said it'd be better off if I was dead. You ever felt like it before? And the depression's real. There's times I've got a little 10 to 12 building away from my house. That's my prayer closet. That's where I go. Get away from everybody and everything. Brother Jeff, you've been there. Just a building I get along with the Lord. Have you ever said in your mind, you say, well, today I'm going to read my Bible. I'm going to spend some time with God. And that's all you got on your mind. But it ain't amazing how time you get there and somehow time how you get down on your knees. And about the time you want to talk to Him, His stuff starts coming from everywhere and your mind gets bombarded. I tell you what I learned a long time ago. If you'll just get up and leave here, you're in trouble, my friend. But if you'll just stick around and read the Bible and quote the Word of God and sing about the blood, it won't be long. Somebody bigger than the spirits will walk in and send them on out the door. And the Holy Ghost of God will start flooding your soul and feeding you the Word of God. The devil will drive you crazy in your mind if you'll let him now. The Bible says that when the enemy shall come in like a flood, I stopped for a reason. He didn't say a little shower. He didn't say a little storm. He said a flood. When we left a motel, we flipped over to that weather channel. Had seen the storms are blowing outside, and they showed where that storm had set in down in Mexico had come in. Like a roaring monster flood. It's one thing to have a little storm and a few little dribbles going on. But that's another thing. A flood comes in. Flood comes in. It does damage. It brings destruction. It brings death. And the Bible said when the enemy comes in like a flood, ain't you glad? Hallelujah. I want to tell the devil now. You listen to me real good. There's somebody bigger than the devil. There's bigger than the world in the flesh. The Bible said the Spirit, capital S, how the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. I'm glad I got an elder brother tonight, amen, that'll meet our needs when people turn on you and it tries to get you to torment your mind. Let me give you something else real quick. I want to get to the message tonight. He tried to get this man to quit. Let me ask you something tonight. Be honest. I don't want you to raise your hand, but some of you been thinking about it. You've been thinking about it. You've been thinking about quitting. What are you going to go back to? Hey, it's nothing back here I want to go back to. Thank God, press on, press on. It won't be very long.
have already told us about it. Amen. Thank God it's just in sight. Hang on. That joy comes in the morning. One of these days the Lord's going to step out on the clouds and the trump's going to sound and we're out of here, church. Amen. But the devil will try to get you to quit. Go to Jeremiah chapter number 1, please. Some of you looked at me strange a moment ago. I want to read this real quick. The Bible said, the word of the Lord came unto me saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. That's the omniscience of God. He is an all-knowing God, by the way. And the Bible said, before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. That's the omnipotence of God. Thank God, he's an all-powerful God. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Let me tell you something. Man can ordain you all he wants to. But if you're not ordained by God, it don't mean much to God. Amen. We got a whole lot of folks coming out of seminary that's dead as 4 o'clock, amen, and they're looking a check somewhere and not never been ordained by God. Amen. That's why they don't love the people. That's why they lie to them, pat them on the back, afraid to upset somebody and disturb somebody. If you're ordained of God, I'm called by God, fed by God, God's going to take care of me, amen, and I want to be pleasing to my Lord. And Jeremiah's ordained by God. The Bible said, then I said, oh Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I'm a child. I remember telling God then, but the Lord said unto me, say not, I'm a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. I think that's real plain. That's the orders coming from him. Amen. And notice this, but be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. That's the overlook, amen. Sometimes you just got to overlook people and keep your eyes on the Lord, amen. You get strange looks from people that might be under conviction, amen. They may not be mad at you. It's too many people today try to play the Holy Ghost. They look and tell what everybody's going through and thinking what's in their mind. You best better leave it alone, leave it to God, and just overlook it and preach the word of God. He said, then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. There's every time, thank God, we need the Lord to touch our mouth. Put a bridle in it when it needs it, amen, and turn us loose when we need to be turned loose. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. That's the outcome and the outflow of the Holy Spirit of God. Let me say this real quick. It takes just as much of the divine power of God how to consecrate somebody as it does to create them. Now listen, when he created Adam, all he did was reach down and get the dust of the ground, mold a man, and breathe in his nostrils. But I'll tell you what he done, thank God, to consecrate me. He went to Calvary and shed every drop of his blood, my friend, that I could be consecrated and set apart. Now here's a man, whether we like it or not, he's seen by God, he's saved by God, he's sanctified God, and summoned by God, and sent by the eternal purposes of God. Now listen, that's from God's economy, but Jeremiah didn't know that. I think I read it right. Now listen, Jeremiah's born to serve. The Bible said in chapter number 20 that he said, I'm not going to make mention of his name, nor speak anymore. I wonder how many Sunday school teachers we got in here. Nobody teach Sunday school anymore. We got a few. How many of you been in that class and you think sometimes nobody's listening? A lot of times you think about, I leave today, I'm just going to tell the preacher, this will be my last time of teaching Sunday school. I wonder how many song leaders we're having here from different churches represented tonight. I don't have anybody lead singing anymore. There's a couple back there, a few. Got a few song leaders in here. Hey, amen, I hope you ain't got a screen and done away with the song leading songbook and all that stuff, amen. Thank God I still believe no time wait. That's some of you get up and want to lead the singing and you look out and folks about half asleep, about half dead, half heart in it. Thank God we ought to give it all we got, amen. That's why we ought to have the words before our eyes that we know what we're singing, can follow along and let a riff, amen, for the glory of God. And no matter how bad somebody's been to you, it's no time to quit on God. There's no time to stop teaching the word of God. There's no time to stop singing tonight, my friend. There's some of you tonight, amen. If your preacher's ever blessed you, he does not know anything about it. Some of you, and I'll say this, before this night's over, some of you that belong to this man's church, you ought to get around tonight and let him know how much you love him. There's sometimes you don't have a clue what this man's going through. He may come in and smile and go, this preacher right here. And it's dynamics, but there's times his world is turned upside down and nobody knows it, even his wife, but he knows about it. And they come in, they sing the song, play the part. But on the inside, because somebody's turned against him and the devil's torn with their mind, they get to the point, brother, and you've been in the ministry long enough that there's been times you want to throw the towel in. I said a long time ago, I throw the towel away that I wouldn't have. I want to throw in, amen. Thank God by the help and the grace of God. I want to finish right serving God. And the devil comes in like a flood. But thank God the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Now you listen to me. Worship affords you to be you and me be me. When that guy comes by here with his hands up, that don't bother me a bit. I kind of give it a little air. But there's going to always be some wet blankets around. And when this fella back here got up, came up and danced around a little bit, didn't bother me a bit. You get to squalling out, shouting, you mark her down. It won't bother me a bit, amen. I'll give it a little. Listen, I've had folks in my ministry that they never shouted. But I look back out while there's a preaching and while there's a singing. And thank God there's a worshiping God. And tears are rolling down their face. And they might find a corner and lay on the carpet somewhere and worship God. Now listen to me. It affords you to be you and me to be me without you judging me. Hey man, jump in, amen, a while. Now I want to get to what I want to deal with just for a little bit. I'm glad you don't have to sink all the way to the bottom. Hey man, listen to me. If you will, notice in verse number 7 tonight. Now Jeremiah's depressed. He's down in the mire. He's sinking. He's been cast in. He's been thrown down. He's been let down. Some of you come tonight, you've been let down. You've been cast aside. You come hurting tonight. But look in verse number 7. Now when Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian, notice what he is, one of the eunuchs, which was in the king's house, heard that they had put Jeremiah in the dungeon. The king then sitting in the gate of Benjamin, Ebed-Melech went forth out of the king's house and spake to the king, saying, my lord the king, these men have done evil in all that they have done to Jeremiah the prophet. He shows respect to the man of God. I still believe y'all respect your pastor. Y'all not just call him back. Y'all call him pastor, amen. Preacher, brother, amen. Give him respect. And he said, this Jeremiah the prophet, whom they have cast into the dungeon, he is like to die for hunger in the place where it is. Now, some folks today, my pastor told me years ago, here's what he said. You better listen to them old men of God. They've already blazed the trail. You better listen to them real careful. He said, son, if they can keep you broke and eating rabbit tracks and drinking spring water and have control of you. I tell you what, my pastor told me that. I made up my mind. I didn't want to be controlled by nobody but the Holy Ghost of God, amen. And listen to me, here's God's man, and he's down about to starve to death. He's in mind, he's seeking, he's in a place. Notice what it said, for there's no more bread in the city. Then the king commanded Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian, saying, take from thence 30 men with thee, and take up Jeremiah the prophet out of the dungeon before he died. Now notice this real quick now. Look at verse number 11. So Ebed-Melech took the men with him and went into the house of the king under the treasury, and took this old cast clots, clots and old rotten rags, and let them down by cords in the dungeon to Jeremiah. And Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian, said unto Jeremiah, put now these old cast clots and rotten rags under thine armholes, under the cords. And Jeremiah, I did so. Look at verse 13. And so they drew up Jeremiah with cords and took him out of the dungeon, and Jeremiah remained in the court, thank God, of the prison. I want to say tonight, thank God, God. Here's the man sinking in the mire. He's God's man. Listen, when you think everybody's turned on you, everybody ain't against you, everybody don't hate you, there's somebody prayed for you today that you don't know about. On the backside, thank God, of the castle, he had a friend, amen. When he found out the man of God, I was sinking in the mire. When he's about to lose his mind, when he's about to starve to death. Some of you know some preachers like that tonight. It's a shame and disgrace tonight that when a man of God falls down, that other men will jump on his neck and try to push him down a little bit further. It ought to be helping the brethren tonight. Our saints of God have been saved. Thank God to help take care of the body. Amen. What a nourish and cherish each other and love one another. I don't want to see you fall on your face. But if you fall, thank God, I hope I'll have enough God to throw in some rotten rags and throw in the cord and help get you out. Some folks today, I like to get excited when they see people fall. And it's helping saints of God. I didn't say church members. Our church has got a lot of lost people back in the 60s and 70s. We're having to deal with it. They prayed a prayer and run through a watering trough somewhere, but they never got the Holy Ghost. And they've been hell raisers ever since they joined up. Amen. Until they get born again, that's all they'll ever be. And fast as you can get them in, they'll help get them out if they can with their tongue. It's amazing to me tonight that folks come down the aisle this week and we get saved by the grace of God. That some folks took 40 years to get a lot of junk out of their life and they expect him to know everything they know in 1 week. And if they don't, they start condemning them and putting their foot on their neck. Whatever happened to that God, thank God, I'm feeding them a little milk along the way and start growing them up and the nurturing admonition of the Lord. Amen. Whatever happened to people loving sinners and thank God teaching them the Word of God and living by example. Amen. Now, I ain't going to be mean, but there's some women think just because they got a skirt and long hair it makes them holy. Huh? Is that right or not? Now, I believe you ought to live right, dress right, spit white and all that, but not to be a stinking Pharisee and be a hypocrite and think you're better than somebody else. Amen. That Jeremiah's sinking in the mire. And bless God, far as the whole world is concerned, let him sink on. Amen. I tell you what, there's an Ethiopian, thank God, on the backside of that castle that loved the man of God. He knew he was telling the truth. There's been times, some of you preachers, you know, how you preached and you walked out the back door and felt like you had just struck out. And listen, I'm telling you what, the Holy Ghost of God, let one of them old saints come by and say, preach on, and let you know that you helped me this morning. Amen. Amen. That's right. I have nothing bad to say about the church. Amen. I got saved at church. Amen. I'm talking about assembly place. I got saved. I got married there. I raised my children there. Every Wednesday night is booked up for there. Every Sunday morning is booked up for there. Every Sunday night is booked up for there. It's been that way ever since I got saved. Amen. Thank God I look forward to going to the meeting place. There's been times in my life I got up on Sunday morning backslid. I just like you do some Sunday mornings. And the devil said, won't you roll over and rest a while? You know you worked real hard all week. But thank God even though you backslid and you get up and go on to the house of God because you're supposed to go. It ain't nothing wrong with going to church because you're supposed to go. Amen. And you go in and some saint of God will come up and say, I love you. I've been praying for you. Amen. And next thing you know, you sitting there as low as a man could go, just a sinking down. The devil's just a chunking and a pushing. All of a sudden somebody gets up, starts singing a song, amen, and the Holy Ghost starts walking around, thank God, on the inside of you and knocking around and said, won't you listen out of what they're singing, amen. Thank God, I'm telling you what, I thank God for the saints of God. There comes times you're laid in the hospital and the devil's tormenting your mind, but the Holy Ghost will send somebody at the right time, amen. No time saint of God. And amen, they'll come in, put their arms around you and love on you and pray for you. Bring you a card, a balloon, a flowers. And when they walk away, you can say, devil, look there. There's somebody loves me. Amen. You still got a friend. Amen. Are you listening to me tonight? Hey, man, I'm telling you, I had a friend. I believe, listen, when old Ebed-Melech went there, Jeremiah's sinking down. And the Holy Ghost let him come down and said, hey, preacher, we love you. We've come to get you out. Oh, Lord, I wouldn't want to stop calling names. But I know some men tonight, they need some folks to go to them. You stand away and you stand back, you're doing wrong. You need to get to them. Hey, handled that man so delicate. They knew those ropes with those cords hurt his armpit. He is stinking where he's at. He's filthy. He's low. He's depressed. He's discouraged. He's wishing he'd have died. Wishing he'd never lived. Wish his mother's womb would have been his grave. And they send those rags down.
Yeah.
We love you, Jeremiah.
Yes, sir.
Jeremiah, we don't want it. We didn't come to hurt you. We come to help lift you out.
Amen.
We don't want to. You've already been hurt enough. We just want to do something to ease your pain and get you out of that mire. We've got some water waiting up here for you, man of God. We've got a morsel of bread waiting for you, man of God. Thank God there's help in the saints of God. Amen. I'd rather be an old-time Christian more than anything I know. I love God's young'uns. I'm glad to get some. Scattered all over this world, red, yellow, black, or white. Take your Bible, start preaching. And God will bring one your way. Thank God, have kindred spirit. And worship the Lord together. Thank God for the saints of God. Now think about this. Jeremiah said, I ain't preaching no more. I quit. Time I tell the truth, I get slapped. Listen, let me tell you something. If you got a man of God that'll look you eyeball to eyeball and tell you when you're wrong, you better love on him and you better protect him. We've got howlings on every limb today and just waiting to jump in a pulpit and run and wreck another church and take it south and tear down everything that's been built up for years. They're taking them over, my friend. All over this land, what people bled and died for and stood for the Word of God. And they're letting all kind of worldliness, carnality, fleshly music, stuff straight out of hell, bringing in perverted Bibles, amen, that ain't a Bible. Nothing but a perversion, my friend. And they're tearing down on all these things. If you got a man of God that'll preach to you, you ought to help him out, amen, and let him know you love him and do something special for him. Don't wait till he gets down so low. As the saints of God, thank God for the Word of God. Oh, Jeremiah said, but his word. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. But his word was in my heart. You better hide it there, my friend, or else you'll be found in sin. Your flesh is still right, my friend. That old Adamic nature you deal with every day, it'll take you down in a slime pit somewhere. But his word was in my heart, he said. No, Jeremiah said that it was as a burning pair of my bones. Amen. Thank God I was weary with forbearing, but thank God now I can't stay. Thank God 1 week so I ain't preaching no more. Next week you can't wait to get in the pulpit. Amen. Oh, Jeremiah said, thank God. There's somebody big on the inside of me. He's like a volcano, the good Holy Ghost of God. He brings up the Word of God. I thank God for the Bible. I'm glad I know where I come from. In the beginning, God, that settles it for me. Thank God, I'm glad I know where Adam come from. I'm glad I know where Eve come from. Thank God, I'm glad. Boy, when I first got the Bible, I didn't know anything about Adam. I didn't know anything about Eve. I got over in this book. I was just ignorant as I could be. I don't know a whole lot now. I'm glad God showed me a few things. I got to reading about the creation. Hey, man, listen, I had never read that before in my life. But thank God I made up my mind. I went to a little place called TGNY. I'll never forget it. I'd leave our farm just enough to go somewhere and help somebody just to earn a little money. Nobody knew it, but I was putting that little money away. I couldn't wait to save enough. The next time I could get a ride up in the town, I was going to find me the Word of God. I saved up that money. And God went in and found that little black book. That's a little backwoods country boy. I went out there one day. I said, oh, dear God, I'm so ignorant. I don't know anything. And it looked like the biggest book I've ever had in my life at night. When I got that Bible, it seemed so big. And the Word seemed so big. I said, I'd never live long enough to read all this. I mean, it just seemed so big. And it is a big book. Amen. That's written by a big God. But I bowed down. I said, oh, God, I'm so ignorant, I don't know anything. But I'll read this book if you'll teach it to me. I did not know he'd already said, thank God, that the teacher went home with me. I had the good Holy Ghost of God. And he was just waiting for me to take up class and open the book up and start reading. Next thing you know, I was walking with Adam in the cool of the day. And God, I was going with Abel down to the altar, thank God. I'd pray. I was walking with Enoch, came in. Next thing you know, old Enoch won't around no more. And thank God he took him on out of here. Amen. Hey, God, you read on through the Bible. I think about Moses. Hey, God, and the children of Israel. So exciting, amen. I to see the power of God in the Word of God. Amen. See how God can deliver His people. Boy, you get over there. And them old boys said, I ain't listening to that music. I ain't going to bow. I ain't going to bend. And thank God they didn't burn either. Thank God there's a fourth man walking around in the fire, amen. Thank God it thrills my soul to have the Bible. Thank God there's help, there's hope in the Word of God tonight, amen. You ought to hide it in your heart. There's going to come some downtime, some married times that you're going to need the Word of God to set a blaze in your soul. There's a little lowly girl by the name of Mary. Thank God an angel showed up. And the Holy Ghost showed up. She conceived. Next thing you know, the Lord showed up on her. Thank God, next thing you know, 8 days later, they're going down to circumcise him. First time blood was shed, man said, is that right or not? And all of a sudden, you see him again as he's 12 years of age. He's astounding everybody, but he's obedient to his parents, amen. Ain't that amazing? God became flesh and dwelt among us, but he still honored his father and mother, his earthly mother and father. He honored them, thank God, and even had her on his mind when we gather around the cross. Now listen, hey, listen to me now. Let's read it right. And born on the cross when he got saved by the grace of God. The earthquake hadn't took place. Listen to me. The lights hadn't went out. He got saved before all of that took place. You know what got him in? He looked over at that inscription. This is Jesus, King of the Jews. And all of a sudden the Holy Ghost of God smote his heart and he responded to the truth that was written there. Thank God the authorized version was at the cross. Amen. And he read it and he responded right. And he said, today, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. And the Lord had to die so he could die. Can you imagine? Old John the Baptist had already had his head cut off. They've been looking for the Lord to come. They're down in paradise. And they're there waiting on for the Lord to come and set them free and take them on out of there. Thank God old John the Baptist died. They cut his head off. And guess what? They shout in the victory. He's on top side of planet Earth. The blind's receiving the sight. The dumb's are talking. The lame's are walking. Amen. He's already there. He won't be long. We'll get out of here. Amen. I believe the Bible. Amen. I believe he stepped out on a cloud. Thank God he went to that grave after 3 days and three nights. First part of his body is mentioned in the Bible is his heel. Amen. Thank God he put his foot on the devil's neck. He's got the keys to death, hell, and the grave. He stepped out on the cloud and he said he was going away and prepare us a place. If he went and prepared that place, he's coming back to get us. So let not your heart be troubled. I'm telling you what, you may be going through a marriage experience tonight. You may be seeking low. But listen, lean heavy on the Word of God. And we could go on and on and on about the good Word of God. I hope you read and find out what it says. Amen. So much could be said. But I think about it. Jeremiah is so low and he's so down and out. And he asked the question, he says, is there no balm in Gilead? Thank God for the saints of God. Thank God for the Scripture. But I'm glad he's got some sap. He's got some salve. He's got some rolls. Amen. Amen. That balm of Gilead. That balm, come out of that Gilead hill country. They say in order to get that rosin from that tree, that they would wound that tree in the side. It would run down like teardrops. And it gathered down around the roots. And if you could just get down, rub a little bit on, it start working immediately, amen. You didn't have to be on a certain side of the tracks, amen. All you had to be is have a need and get to that certain tree, amen. And men thought so much of it, they started carrying it around the world to help somebody else out. You remember an old Joseph was sold into slavery by his brother, and them Ishmaelites had just went down to Gilead. And guess what it says over there in Psalms? What they had? They had the bomb, amen. Before your hurt ever came along, it didn't take God by surprise. He already had help on the way. Before they ever picked up Joseph, they already had help from the Lord. Imagine Joseph in the pit, in Potiphar's house, in prison, my friend. But God put some salve on him and elevated him up in and put him in the palace. Old David said he got himself in a horrible pit in the miry clay. Huh? You ever got yourself like that? Some of you here tonight's like the prodigal son. You're in the mire. You're down at the hog lot. The devil's trying to sink you down. Keep you away from getting right with God. Are you listening to me? There's help tonight. The Lord's got help. He's got some salve tonight to rub in you. If you just said, hey... Oh, people are so camouflaged and sending up smoke screens. Somebody you ought to squall out and said, oh, dear God, I'm about to lose my mind. I'm sinking down so low. I've been thinking about quitting. But the Holy Ghost told you tonight, there's somebody that loves you. There's somebody praying for you. I'll never forget one morning getting up and before I was started pastoring, got up real early, had to drive several miles to go preach. I come through. And that was below our house, this long bridge. And the law was all around. And there was a young man that walked down there. And been several to take their lives. He jumped off the bridge that night and took his life. And I said, I wish I could have come along. And stopped and prayed with him. Try to help him. The devil's a liar, my friend. Are you listening to me? You don't have to keep sinking. He's throwing out the lifeline tonight. And he's got some soft cloths he'll put under your arm. And he'll go home with you tonight if you let him. And he'll love on you. He'll lift you up. And he'll rub some sap on you. Some of that balm, amen. And bring healing to your soul. Next thing you know, thank God, you'll be like Jeremiah. You said, I can't keep shut up about it. And you know the sad note. I want to try to quit. I'm trying. Listen. Sad note if it is, some of them folks can come back, come and get help. If you ain't watched, some of them will be snarling the nose and looking around. One, if they really got, leave that up to God, amen. Let's leave it up to God. All I can do is believe what they tell me until they prove different, amen. We have left no space for repentance anymore. Amen. Listen, whatever happened to restoration, I'll tell you why there's no restoration. We are not spiritual enough. There's a eunuch. If you know anything about him, you know what kind of shape he's in. He's more spiritual than anybody around that camp. Huh? He's more concerned about that man of God than the world, than the king. Now, if there's anybody on planet Earth had a right to walk around with their lips poked out and be bitter the rest of their life, yeah, it was that eunuch.
Yes, sir.
But it got over it. There's some things you will not be able to change. And it'll leave a scar in your life. The best thing you can do is get over and try to help somebody else with it. Huh? Is that right or not? Don't ask you something tonight. Are you going to serve God? Are we going to let people
Let this world, let our flesh, let the devil keep sinking us lower and lower and lower. And we're going to reach up to the lifeline and be honest tonight. I'm about as low. If you'd be honest, some of you would have to say you're about as low as you've ever been since you've been born again. Not because I said this, but because God burned this in my mind and my heart to deliver you tonight. Listen to me. We want our mechanic to be honest with us. We want our doctor to be honest with us. We want that pilot to be very narrow-minded when he's flying us. But we want the preacher to be so broad-minded. Instead of getting just right in here where we're at, try to get some help. That when the meeting's gone, you can shout it out. You know what everybody think camp meeting's all about? And I'm for shouting. I'm not against that. But it's sometimes we've got to shut up and the holy hush come over the place and God finger around in our heart. And put the, and then listen, we get that straightened out. You can run all over High Point. Won't bother me a bit. Huh? Hey, man. It ought to be real when we do it. One thing I found out a long time ago. If you backslid on God, even when the man of God's preaching, you try to say amen, you ain't right with God. The Holy Ghost will tell you shut up. You get up and try to sing, you ain't right with God. I'm telling you, if you got the Holy Ghost, He'll let you know you're not in no shape to be singing. Hey, man. Most people don't know the difference between caffeine and the Holy Ghost anymore. And we laugh about that, but it's the truth. It's the truth. We can work it up, pump it up, prime it down, and go home dead at 4 o'clock. Nothing to change our lives. But I'm tell you what, when Jeremiah was sinking low, he was depressed. But thank God when them saints of God came by and delivered him and got him up out of that muck and that mire. Thank God the Lord fed him. He said, I ain't going to shut my mouth up, thank God. I think I'll tell it again, amen. And the Holy Ghost of God, I'll do the same thing for you tonight if you'll let Him. The pianist will come tonight. The pianist would come tonight. And I wonder while heads about and eyes closed. I've done my best to preach the Word of God. And I could go on. And I could go on. But it's time for me to quit. It's time for me to stop. And I wonder tonight, would you be honest? And you say, Lord, dear Lord, if that was for no one else, if that was for no one else, Lord, that was for me. That was for me.